This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on a two-day visit to Singapore, held delegation-level talks with his Singaporean counterpart, Lawrence Wong, today. During the meeting, both the leaders reviewed the progress of the India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In his remarks, Prime Minister Modi said that Singapore is not only a partner country, but also an inspiration for every developing nation. Mr. Modi said the government of India wants to make many Singapores in India, and it is a matter of delight that both sides are making efforts together in this direction. He added that the ministerial round table, which has been established between the two countries, is a path-breaking mechanism. Prime Minister Modi said that this initiative has proved its identity through cooperation in fields like skilling, digitalization, mobility, advanced manufacturing, semiconductor, healthcare, and cybersecurity. The two sides agreed to elevate the India-Singapore ties to comprehensive strategic partnership. They extensively reviewed various facets of the bilateral relationship, covering areas of advanced manufacturing, connectivity, digitalization, healthcare and medicine, skill development and sustainability. Memorandums of understanding, MOUs, were also exchanged between the two countries for cooperation in the field of health and medicines, skill development and on India-Singapore semiconductor ecosystem partnership. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi was accorded ceremonial welcome on his arrival at Parliament House of Singapore. Mr. Modi reached Singapore, the Lion City, yesterday after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. The Singaporean Prime Minister hosted him for a private dinner last evening. In a social media post, Mr. Modi mentioned that he had an excellent discussion on a wide range of issues with Mr. Wong and added that India cherishes its friendship with Singapore. Teachers' Day is being celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former president Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu will confer national awards on 82 teachers at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the function live from 4:10 p.m. onwards. It can be heard on FM Gold, Indraprasth and Akashvani Live News 24/7. The program will also be live streamed on Akashvani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes on the occasion of Teachers' Day. He also paid tributes to former President of India, Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, on his birth anniversary. The Department of School Education and Literacy, Ministry of Education, has been organizing a national-level function on Teachers' Day every year to confer the national awards on the best teachers of the country. The centre has asked all states and union territories to provide an action-taken report on safety and security measures for doctors and healthcare workers in all medical institutions before September 10th. Union Health Secretary Apoorva Chandra has written a letter to all chief secretaries and directors general of police in this regard. Each territory and district has been asked to identify hospitals with high footfall and consider them as high-priority establishments for security improvements. They have been instructed to conduct security audits in consultation with local health and police authorities to assess and improve security measures. A central interministerial team will visit the flood-affected districts of Krishna, NTR, Guntur and other areas in Andhra Pradesh today. Led by Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, Additional Secretary for Disaster Management in the Union Home Ministry, the team will inspect the damage caused by the floods and speak directly with the victims. Under the influence of cyclonic depression over Bay of Bengal, rainfall has lashed several districts of coastal Andhra Pradesh, including NTR, Krishna and Eluru districts. And today, on the eighth day of the Games, Team India will look to end para-archery campaign on a high, while gold medalist Harbinder Singh will be in action in mixed team recurve open event, chasing his second medal of the Paris Paralympics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also congratulated all the medal winners at Paris Paralympics for winning highest number of medals in a single edition of Paris Paralympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.